sitting here with Emmanuel Ax and the Beethoven Third Piano Concerto. You must have played this innumerable times almost throughout your career.
I've played it quite a lot. Pianists tend to play the Beethoven concertos quite often. They're very good pieces, and people like them. And of course, we are constantly challenged by them. They don't get easier, and they certainly never get boring.
How has it changed over the years, this Beethoven concerto for you, or has it?
Well, I couldn't say in particular. I don't think my general feeling about the piece has changed very much. I suspect there are a lot of little details that I used to do differently that maybe add up to another version of the piece. But obviously the drama and in the first movement, the beauty of the second movement and the razzmatazz and excitement of the third are something that you always feel.
It must change from orchestra to orchestra, and with the Philadelphia Orchestra and Yannick conducting, how does that change?
Well, obviously, when you do a piece like this, it's always a collaboration. Pianists are always playing chamber music anyway, even when we play alone, because we have left hand, right hand, so we're constantly involved in that. And the Philadelphia Orchestra, well, this is, strangely enough, it's Yannick's 40th birthday this weekend, and it's the 40th anniversary of my playing with the Philadelphia Orchestra for the first time. So I played with them the year he was born, and I just think he's one of the most exciting and accomplished conductors ever. I think he's astounding in every way. So I take on his excitement, and I hope that makes the performance good, you know, but certainly a lot of that emanates from him.
There's a real vibrancy that the orchestra picks up on, and anyone who works with him.
Yes, I think everyone does. I think everyone in the hall feels that. Yeah. I feel that with his recordings too. I got Schumann symphonies with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, and I think those recordings are so exciting. They're tremendous stuff.
Well, you look for so much in the world of music, and the other thing that people mention so much about Emmanuel Ax and your career is how wide-ranging it is. Not only, you know, the classical and the romantic piano literature, of course, but 20th century music, Hindemith, Hense, contemporary music, so much new music that you play, and then early music, even into the period instruments, the Chopin on the period pianos. Have you always been this inquisitive?
You know, part of it is that I'm not good at saying no to things, and I'm not especially determined to explore one area of anything. So if people suggest something or they ask me to do something, I don't usually say no, so I wind up doing all kinds of things that I may not have intended to do. But pretty much everything I've done up to now has been very rewarding. There have been very few things that I would say, I wish I hadn't said yes to this.
Do you find yourself, when you're playing, let's say, a contemporary piece, that it involves another part of your musicianship than from playing the Beethoven Third Piano Concerto, or is it all comes from the same spot?
No, I think you have to learn new ways of approaching music, new ways of playing very often. Of course, I'm old now, I'm yesterday's person, so a lot of the stuff that's being written now is stuff that probably I can't play very well. Now, I see my students who come and warm up with things like the Ligeti Etudes, you know, and this is stuff that I just sit there in awe of what's going on when they're playing. And I wouldn't dream of attempting that at this point, and there's no need, because these kids are doing phenomenal things. You know, there's a whole repertoire of stuff that's becoming, in a way, standard that I've never begun to play. So I think we just, you know, maybe that happens in every generation. I had a very old teacher, Mieczysław Muntz, wonderful pianist, a Polish gentleman, who was from the time of Hoffman and Rachmaninoff, kind of, you know. And I remember once I was supposed to go to a competition, one of the required pieces was Schoenberg Opus 11 piano pieces. And these are very beautiful, sort of Brahms with a few wrong notes in them, you know. And I played them for him, from memory. He could not get over the fact that I put this in my head. He kept saying, how did you ever, ever learn that? And I feel exactly that way now when kids come and play the Ligeti Etudes or play something that they picked up yesterday and it's, you know, it's complete. I don't know how they do it.
Well, I'll have to take your word for it because we certainly don't see that.
Well, I will keep trying until I retire, which feels right now like a week away.
Well, you're certainly as busy as anyone going on. Emmanuel Axe, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Nice to talk to you.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.